This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number one for Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small gains on the first trading day of the new crop year, playing catch-up with the Chicago Soy Complex. Canola is 50 cents to $2 higher, November up 50 cents at $492. Soybeans and soy oil posted solid gains yesterday when canola was closed for the long weekend. Soy oil remained firm today, hitting fresh 5-month highs, although soybeans are a bit lower. A slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar is also supportive, but the upside in canola is limited, with chart resistance putting some pressure on values. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the prairies and the looming harvest also tempered the gains. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower. Soybeans are down 8 cents in the November contract at $8.88 per bushel. Soybeans were due for a correction after yesterday's gains, and speculative selling was a feature. Improving crop conditions across the Midwest also weighed on prices, with soybeans improving to 73% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's up 1 point on the week. That's also the best reading for this time of year since 1994. Development of the crop is also running ahead of normal. Corn is also seeing some pressure by good crop conditions, with the September contract down 5 cents at $3.12 per bushel. Corn crop ratings were left unchanged at 72% good to excellent on the week. Development was slightly ahead of average, with 39% in the dough stage. Wheat futures are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in September at $5.05 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents lower in September at $4.26 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 8 cents in September at $5.13 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 85% complete as of this past Sunday. That compares with the average of 88% done. Spring wheat was 5% harvested. That's slightly off the 10% average pace for this time of year. Spring wheat still in the field was rated 73% good to excellent. That's up 3 points on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.